doers, mowing season is here. With Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, you can get gas-like power with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower for just $329. With a runtime of nearly an hour, it's the perfect mower to tackle your half-acre lawn without a trip to the gas station. Just push and mow. Your grass won't wait, so buy it online and pick it up in-store to get out there sooner. Get gas-like power this spring with the Ryobi 40-volt push mower, just $329, during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Pacers president Kevin Pritchard said the team needed to figure out how to get a quote-unquote real star, which might not have sat so well with Domantas Sabonis, who has made the last two All-Star games and plays for Indiana. So because of that, it inspired me a little bit. I wanted to play a game of star or not a star, and I couldn't think of anybody better to do that with than Rod Beard, who does a great job of covering the Pistons for the Detroit News, sees a lot of players while covering the league, understands the league, and I want to go through and assess some of these fringe cases. There are a lot of players that we know are absolutely stars, and there are some players we know are absolutely not. So today, Rod and I are going to talk about some of the players who are in between. So let's just jump right into it with the player who inspired this exercise. Rod, star or not a star, Domantas Sabonis?
I'm going to say star. I mean, when you get a couple of all-star appearances under your belt and you're the franchise face, I think you evolve and become that star kind of level sort of thing. And, I mean, people have different categories and different levels and tiers of what a star is and what a star isn't. But I think he's right on that fringe level where you can just push him right up above and say he is one.
It's a tight call for me. He did make those two All-Star games. That goes a long way. But I don't think he deserved to make the first one. I don't think he deserved to make the second one. The second one was an injury replacement, too. I think sometimes the coaches try to give too much credit to a single player on a good team. The Pacers are a nice, balanced team. I don't think we're that far away from Miles Turner making an All-Star game or two instead of Sabonis being the player rewarded. And I think if that had been the case, would we look at Miles Turner as the star? So Sabonis is very good. He's playing in some ways. He's finishing so well. He's not shooting quite as well from distance, but he's finishing so well. He's maybe playing better this year than before. So maybe that notches him up from, even if I didn't have him to start when he was an all-star to a star, but I'm not quite there. But speaking of Miles Turner, how about Miles Turner? Star or not a star?
That's an easier one. That's a no. Because you can't, if you're going to have multiple stars on a team, then you've got to be a perennial playoff team and one that wins a couple of rounds in the playoffs too. And Indiana is not that. So if I'm going to say Sabonis is one, I have to say Turner is not.
Yeah, I agree with you. Turner is not, but I do think it'd be interesting if Turner happened to be the one to make the All-Star games. I don't think that's that far off. So I'm guessing this one's going to be another easy call. Star or not a star, Malcolm Brogdon?
Not a star. I think he's more known for being one of those other guys, one of the complimentary and support guys. And that's where you got to start notching some of these guys in is if you put them on a team by themselves, can they run the show? Can they be the feature player and score 18, 20, 25 points a game? That's kind of the level. And again, everybody has their own criteria for what's going to make a star, but I don't think Brogdon is a star just yet. He's got to get on a team and be the man on a team before he's the star for me.
I agree. He's closer to the man with the Pacers than he was with the Bucks, and he often starts strong to a season. And you say, is this the year he breaks into stardom? He doesn't quite seem to sustain it. Maybe there's injury. Maybe there's something else. So I have him also not a star. I promise we're not going to talk just about Pacers. Jaylen Brown of the Boston Celtics, star or not a star?
I'm going to say star for him. I think he's maybe a notch above star, that he just gets it. He's got the full game at his disposal, and he has that star quality and star power to his game that you just look at and say, yeah, that dude has it.
I agree. I question why people talk so often about, oh, the Celtics are in such a tough spot. All they have is Jason Tatum, who we're not talking about in this exercise because, of course, he's a star, and Jaylen Brown, as if having two young wing stars is not a fantastic starting point. Boston has things to figure out, no question, but I do believe the Celtics have two stars also. Warriors forward, Draymond Green, star or not a star?
This is a toughie for me. I'm going to say star because he makes the people around him better. and he can handle the media, which is one of the things you like for your stars to do. But he gets things organized for them. He handles the ball. The scoring and the numbers aren't there. And this is the same sort of Hall of Fame question. Is he a Hall of Fame candidate? Yeah, I would think so. I think he's got the credentials to make it happen. I'm going to call him a star.
Averaging just 8.4 points per game makes it so a lot of people don't want to consider him a star. I think he was unquestionably a star at his peak. I'd have him right in that Hall of Fame. So we'll see how his career ends up, but I think he's there. I think he was awesome at his peak. That was one of the measures I've talked about on this podcast before. I used to kind of gauge where people are at on basketball. If they think Klay Thompson or Draymond Green was better when the Warriors were really rolling, Draymond Green's defense is phenomenal. His passing is special. Like he does so many subtle things. If you're looking at points per game, you're really missing the story. He's only at 8.4 points per game now. It's 14 points per game at his peak, which I think there are a lot of people who never consider him a star in the first place. He dipped below star level, but I have him back into star level now. How about his teammate Klay Thompson? Star or not a star?
Yes, I can't even believe Klay's on this list. That dude just gets buckets. He is a bucket getter star.
Okay, so I'm going to say not a star. He was unquestionably a star when he got hurt, but he played a role player style, which knocked him down the star range just a little bit, being a spot up shooter. Still a star, not holding that too much against him. But when you go 2 years without playing with these serious injuries, I can't expect him to come back into that stardom level. I can't consider him a star right now.
Right now, that's fair.
Okay, so but you're saying the star right now, you think he earned so much that you're giving the benefit of the doubt right now still. He hasn't lost his star status.
I don't think he's lost his star status. And unless he comes back and he's just a shell of himself, I think he still maintains it.
Okay, Golden State has another player who's a very high draft pick, making a huge salary, playing a key role for them. Star or not a star, Andrew Wiggins?
Andrew Wiggins, not a star. He's been a complimentary player. If you're on a team with Karl Anthony Towns and you can't demand the ball and be the number one guy there, then you're not a star.
You know, in some ways, he almost did demand the ball over Towns a little too much, even because Towns, who we'll get to on this list, is a special talent. But I'm with you. He's selling into a role player defensive. First, it's good for the team. He's finally somewhat finding a niche. He can score some, but I just don't think his level of productivity is there.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Despite all the accolades around him earlier in his career, we talked about one injured player already. Here's another. Star or not a star, Zion Williamson.
That's a toughie because he has star power, and when he's playing, he's a star. And I guess it's almost like a Klay Thompson to a degree. But Zion, I'm going to say, still is a star, but he's got to come back and prove a lot that he's just not going to burn out, a star that burns out and just was white out hot at one moment and then just completely done after that.
I think he's definitely a star. I think that's why the Pelicans miss him so much. And I think people have overlooked a little bit how awesome he was last year. And, you know, not completely healthy, but fairly healthy. But you make a good point that he could burn out quick, and we might look back and say, oh, he was already done being a star. I hope that's not the case. It'd be very sad if it is, because he's a special talent. What about his teammate Norlands? One all-star selection already. Star or not a star, Brandon Ingram?
Ingram is right on the fringe of breaking through and becoming a star. He does so many things. He's long and lanky, and he just needs the right market. I think with the Lakers, he would have been able to break through it by this point. But New Orleans, you sort of get lost in that vacuum. So I think he's ascending. He's going to get there, but not quite yet.
Yeah, I also was not a star. It's interesting to view him as ascending when he's already been an all-star. But I think his backslid just a little bit from that. Was barely an all-star in his career year, in his contract year. And not that he's been bad since, but he just doesn't drive winning quite in the way you'd like to see, where his defense isn't quite there. Just some of the ball-stopping tendency, which he got over a lot of in that breakout all-star year. But guys have ups and downs. I'm with you. He could become a star. Somebody else who maybe was a star, or definitely was a star, maybe lost it, maybe is back, I don't know. From the Bulls, DeMar DeRozan, star or not a star?
This is a really good in-between list. I'm going to say star because on any given night, he can take over a game and get you 25 or 30. I think he's still got that ability to do it.
Yeah, he does it a lot. I mean, his scoring average is way up this year after signing that big contract with the Bulls. He's up to almost 27 points per game this year on average, let alone high. I also am as a star. He didn't look like a star with the Spurs a lot of the time. He's definitely a star with the Raptors. And so that gives him some of the doubt that he's previously a star. And he's definitely playing like one so far this season. I don't know if he'll sustain this level. This is like the best he's ever played. But I got star right now. Does he have any star teammates? How about Nikola Vucevic? Somebody who's made an all-star game already. Nikola Vucevic, Bulls center, star or not a star?
I'm going to be generous here and say star. That he affects games, and he just needed to get the heck out of Orlando to be in a better spot around some better players. But I think he's right there with the rest of those guys that on a given night, he can give you 20 and 10, 25 and 10. And really shine among some other stars that he's got on that team.
I just shortchanged. We had two All-Star games, but I'm having him as not a star right now because he is taking a smaller role in Chicago. And he's playing effectively. He's defending better than you expect. He's pitching in here and there. Like he's solid. I'm not trying to knock him too much, but I think to me a star, I want more versatility. I want somebody who can drive winning a little bit more himself. He wasn't driving winning exactly in that way. He got the Magic to be okay. But I'd like him to kind of keep that up in a different environment, which he hasn't quite done in Chicago. So I'm going to go not a star. What about Lonzo Ball, one other Chicago Bull? Star or not a star?
No, he's another guy who's sinking into that role player sort of status that he's not carrying a team by himself. He's not going to have gaudy numbers, but he does a lot of the little dirty work things, sort of like Draymond Green. That you won't look at the stat sheet and say, hey, he's blowing everything up, but he does things for them. I'm just going to say not a star.
I'm going to agree on not a star, but he's still young and playing that Draymond Green role. It's often a higher bar, but I think he could get there. What about his brother, LaMelo Ball, star or not a star?
I'm going to say star. I think he's on the way up and just the in the draft time, people were so down on him that he wasn't going to translate all of this stuff to the NBA, and he showed that he can. And he has that star power around him, that he commands the attention, and I think he makes Charlotte better.
I am so close on him. I'm going not a star. I think he's on the verge of it. By the time we finish this podcast, he might have earned his way into stardom. he does have that name. He has all the energy around him. I like how he plays. He's rookie of the year. He's improved on it this year. He's definitely on the star track. And if he's not there, which I don't think he quite is, he'll be there very soon. Does he have any star teammates? How about Miles Bridges? Star or not a star?
I'm going to say star. I think he's taken that step up this year. And if we put these levels in here, I'm going to say ascending to it. But I think he's right there on that cusp of just being a star. I'll err on the side of making him a star.
Yeah, if you had asked me a week or two ago, I think I would have had him as star. Like he's a young player who's brought everything together in ways that you could have foreseen somewhat. Like it's been above and beyond. But he's taken just a little bit of a step back. Hasn't quite maintained that hot start to the season, especially on long distance shooting, which was a big part of why there was the faith in him that he had, you know, really become a more dependable jump shooter. That's part of generating his own offense. So I'm gonna say not quite. But he could get there. You know, maybe he just is having a slump that even stars have throughout the season and gets right back on track in a week. He's kind of teetering on that edge for me, too.
Right. And I think free agency will show that will push him over that edge if he's not there yet.
Yes. Once you get paid, that definitely helps your star status. somebody who has been paid very big. One more Charlotte Hornet. Gordon Hayward, star or not a star?
I'm going to say not a star anymore. There was a time with Boston that he very much was that. But and earlier in his career, I think he was that. But I just don't think he's settled into that role with Charlotte. I think he's just a role player with them right now.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's a solid player, but not quite on that star level. The fact that we talked about two of his teammates before, you know, it would have been interesting to do this exercise at one point when he was in Boston, because I might have argued with you. I'm not sure he ever got back to that star level he showed in Utah with the Celtics, but maybe there was a moment there where he did. Somebody who I think very clearly was at a star level last year, Julius Randle, made his first All-Star game, won Most Improved Player, had a phenomenal season, has backslid this year. I think there's no question he was a star last year. Right now, Julius Randle, star or not a star?
He's on the edge. I'm going to go right outside of star because of that backsliding and just because the Knicks are the Knicks. And you've got to do so much just to be a star with them. And they don't have the complementary pieces to kind of put it together. But they've done well this year. So he's right on that edge, but I'm going to say no.
I'm also going to say no. I think some of the things he did last year might not be sustainable, that making all these jump shots, not really getting to the rim. I thought he'd be better than he is this year, but he slid enough where right now I'm going to say not a star, but he could get back to it. The Cavaliers, surprisingly good this year. Do they have any stars? Let's start with Jared Allen getting a big contract this offseason, playing very, very well at center for them. Star or not a star?
Not a star, but getting there. I think he impacts the game in a lot of ways, too. And he's found a good spot for himself to be able to grow, and playing alongside Evan Mobley is going to help his game, too.
Yes, Evan Mobley, somebody I didn't have on this list. I don't think many people would say he's a star yet, but a lot of promise. I'm with you on Jared Allen, not quite a star. I think a lot of advanced stats overrate him because being a center, being the guy who gets the rebounds, is in the positions he's in to finish inside when set up. I think a lot of that boosts his stats, but he doesn't have quite the self-created offense that I'd like to see to put him on that level. He's playing very, very well for the Cavs. How about the guy who is driving a lot of Cleveland success, Darius Garland, star or not a star?
I think he's getting there, but not there yet. I think he's made some significant improvements over the past 2-3 years. But we've got to see how this goes and if Cleveland is really a playoff team and all of this isn't just smoke and mirrors. If there's something to it, then he could be right there on that list.
I agree with you on that one. He's only 21. I think he'll get there. But, it's going to be interesting. I haven't counted out who are going to be All-Stars in the East, and it's tough to tell with all these absences how it's going to wind up. And so I definitely could see him making an All-Star team this year. And at that point, that makes it easier to view him as a star. I don't think there's anything that confers star status more than an actual All-Star selection, even more than you and I talking on a podcast. someone who was not an All-Star for a long, long, long time, Mike Conley. I think a lot of people considered him a star when he was not making All-Star games with the Grizzlies. Now he's with the Jazz, playing well, made an All-Star game for the first time last season. Right now, at age 34, Mike Conley, star or not a star?
I'm going to say yeah, because I think he drives some of that winning for Utah and makes them a better team. He takes some of that pressure off Mitchell, and they need that veteran presence that he brings. I think star, just it's a small market, so it's harder to tell, but I would say yeah.
And I think you talked me into it. I initially wrote not, but yeah, he's been so efficient this year. His volume is a little bit down, but he fits in well with what they're doing in a way where it's still driven a lot by him. So I am going to upgrade him to star because of some of this that lingering all those successful years. All right, what about one more Jazz player, someone who doesn't average a ton of points, who is not loved around the NBA by a lot of people? Rudy Gobert, star or not a star?
Ooh, I'm going to say star because he's a defensive player of the year type guy, and he does a lot for them. He only does what they need him to do, but he could do more. He could be a more effective scorer, but because of the other pieces that they built around it, I'm going to give him that just because of his defense.
I'm also going to say star, and I think it's offensive he's even on this list of marginal candidates. I don't know who put this list together. Kristaps Porzingis. Dallas Mavericks, star or not a star?
No. He's not going to be a star on the team with Luka, and he's wasn't a star with the Knicks, hasn't been a star with Dallas. I just don't think he's there.
Wow, coming in hot. That wasn't a star with the Knicks. Dallas definitely gave up a lot for him as if he were that. So you don't think he ever got to that level? He did make an All-Star game, which we all know that a lot of forces work in the favor of getting Knicks onto those kinds of honors. But you don't think he ever got there?
I think he's so overrated, and for what people thought he was going to be in his career, he hasn't lived up to nearly as much as people thought.
Well, I'm not as down on him as you think, or as you are, but I also have not a star. A lot of it's the injury issues. I need to see it more, but I think he will.
Bring on spring projects with Spring Black Friday Savings from The Home Depot. With free delivery on over 2 million items, you can bring on the spring cleaning, the patio decorating, and the front yard gardening. And if you need it fast, get same-day delivery on thousands of products like fertilizer and seeds to keep your yard looking beautiful. Bring on the spring doing and spring your way only at The Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
As a star and could maybe get back to it. DeAndre Ayton, Phoenix Suns, star or not a star?
Not yet. And I think he's got a with Booker, it's going to be hard for him to ascend to that status. And certainly with Chris Paul, too. He's just got to play the role that he is in right now, do well at that, and they'll have a lot of success.
Yeah, he's not going to like hearing that assessment as he goes into free agency next summer after not getting that contract extension. But I also agree, not a star. A good, solid player, helps them win, but isn't enough of the reason they're winning. CJ McCollum, Portland Trailblazers, never made an all-star game, has been close at times, a little up and down. CJ McCollum, star or not a star?
I'm going to say star, but I don't like it. I mean, he's an all-star type player, but in the West with guards, it's just so tough to get in every year. But he can carry a team. When Dame was out for a little bit, he was able to do some things. But I think he's the reason that they're not a little bit more successful, that he tends to disappear in big games, it seems. So I'm going to say star, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I have not a star. To me, he is right there on the edge, though. Hasn't really played all that well this year before getting hurt. And so that had me backsliding a little before that. You know, he was very good before getting hurt the year before. I'd often considered him either the last star or the first non-star in this list. But he's on the wrong side of 30 now. I think he's might be slipping a little bit, where we have somebody else. Maybe for me it's Domantas Sabonis, who's the exact fringe case. How about a young guard in the West? De'Aaron Fox, Sacramento Kings. Star or not a star?
I'll say star for him. I think he's ascending and still getting to that point. But when you look at some of the better young guards in the West, he's right there on that list.
I thought we'd be considering him a star this year. He had done so many things to rise, but really got off to a terrible start to the year and has rounded out a little bit, and maybe is someone you don't feel so off track anymore. But given that bad start, he's never quite been there, and he's definitely not there yet this year, I think. So I'm going not a star. Okay. How about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander on the Thunder, another young guard?
I'm offended he's on this list. He is an undoubtable star. That dude is a bucket getter, and he does a lot of different things just on a bad team. But you get some help around him, and he is a star, star, star.
Okay, so I have him as not a star. This is gonna be
really?
Yeah.
Really?
So I thought he had a super underrated season last year. Last year, I probably would have considered him a star. I thought he should have gotten on some most improved player ballots. I couldn't believe there was no buzz for him. He was already good. I liked how he played as a rookie. I liked how he fit in when they had Chris Paul. I love last year how he took that next step of taking more ownership of the offense with Chris Paul gone, being super efficient with it. He just hasn't quite been as sharp this year. He's not the reason they're losing. Don't get me wrong. they got problems around him. And maybe he'd look better on a different team. Maybe he's just stuck with such a terrible supporting cast that he was bound to look.
I think that's it.
Yeah. But
I think that's it.
He's never been all-star. I can't quite get there. I'm very confident he's going to be a star. I did a different podcast with Patrick Hayes a few weeks ago on players who've never been an all-star, most likely to be an all-star. You rated very highly on both of our lists. But I'm just not quite there on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander yet. Even in a bad situation, I would have liked to see him drive a little bit more success when he's on the floor.
He needs help in such a bad way, and they are bereft of talent. So soon enough. I think we agree, though, that he will be a star.
Yes, and the talent's coming, too. I think he'll do it on his own, getting to that star level, and the way the Thunder rebuild, the talent is coming. DeJounte Murray, Spurs guard, star or not a star?
Getting there, but not there just yet.
Yep, I'm with you. He's having a nice year. He's picked up his scoring. He was already a good defender, but just not quite there in the volume and everything else on a somewhat balanced team. One more West guard to round this one out. Getting back to our injury-ish discussions, Jamal Murray, Denver Nuggets, not playing, but at this moment, do you consider him a star or not?
I think he's a star, but we're going to have to see after the injuries. And just from the body of work that he's done, certainly in the bubble year, you think of him as being a star type player, a headline star player. But again, injuries, we got to see if he can still maintain that.
He was amazing in the bubble and played like a near star, I thought, before that. But because he only was a star in the bubble and just to me a crack below before, not sure exactly how he'll come back, where he'll be. I have him as not a star. But once he gets up to full speed, he's still young enough. Like, I think there's a good chance he'll get there, but it's not a guarantee. How about somebody that you see very often? Jeremy Grant. Star or not a star?
I'm going to say not a star for the purposes of our conversation, that we just figured out that he can be this type of player. But again, it's one of those situations where you need help around you, and he's got to maintain those same numbers. 20 points a game on a bad team it is something to me, but you've got to be able to do it and be able to carry that for a longer term, and the injuries are putting a big question mark on it right now.
I agree 100%. He has done better as that go-to scoring role than I expected when Detroit signed him, but it's not driving quality offense the way you'd like to see. His passing isn't quite there. I think his defense has slipped a little bit as he's embraced that role. It's hard to have the energy to do all those things, but to me, the players who are stars figure out a way to do that a little more or do more on the offensive end. He's just not quite there, but he's a very good player. There's a reason he's on this list for discussion. Russell Westbrook, star or not a star? At this moment in time?
At this moment in time, I'm going to say no. His game has deteriorated, and one of his singular skills, his superlative skill, was his speed and athleticism, and he's lost a step in that, and his shooting hasn't been good. So he's a guy, but he's not the star that he once was. I mean, superstar that he once was. He's not that anymore.
He's definitely not that as a player. He still has that star status. He's probably the biggest name on this list. And that, I do think that means something. I think that goes somewhere. But I think he slipped too much. I say that with a little caution, though. He got off to a slow start the last couple years and then really picked it up and was a star in the second half of the season, maybe not a star in the first half. And you could debate whether that meant he was a star overall. That was a close call. Right now, we're in the first half of the season, and I got to have some see it to believe it that he's going to pick it up in the second half, especially in what I don't think is a great fit playing on the Lakers with LeBron. So it'll be tougher for him to get there. He is getting older. So I have not a star, but there's some risk we look silly on that one from what probably is going to be a more vocal contingent of his supporters than anyone else, especially playing on the Lakers. Star or not a star, Ja Morant?
I'm going to say absolute star. Absolute star. I think he's one of the guys on this list that you just say, why is he on the list? But there's some question with Memphis. I think he's helped to lift that franchise. And just to be rookie of the year, just everything that goes with it. He's accepted that challenge, small school, everything else, undoubtedly a star.
I agree. The reason he's on this list is because he's never made an all-star team. And I think to some people, if you haven't made an all-star team, you can't be a star yet. But so they're on there for posterity, but he's going to make it this year, I got to believe. And if he doesn't, he's still a star. I don't need the Western Conference coaches to tell me who a star and who isn't. We can see with our own eyes. He is an awesome player. He is a star. Someone we can't see with our own eyes, though, star or not a star, Ben Simmons.
I'm going to say no, because he's a good player, but with the same thing, the same caveat that he does not drive winning a lot. And he himself doesn't drive winning, and he can take that background role in the playoffs. He isn't that guy, your number one guy, and that's what you want to start to be. If you're going to be a contender and a title contender, you need him to be that.
Yeah, that's fair in the playoffs, although I do think people get hung up on his bad moments. He does have some good moments, although those have often come in earlier rounds when it's a little bit more like the regular season. Very good, versatile defender. The versatility defensively goes a long way in the playoffs. Excellent passer, rebounder, does a lot of helpful things. I think sometimes is unfairly maligned. He is a three-time All-Star the last three seasons, and he's still only 25. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think this is part of the reason there's such a big saga around him. As a star, you've made that many All-Star games and are still young and have not missed an All-Star game yet. Well, obviously he'll miss it this year. I still have him as a star, but at some point he's got to get back on the court and play well and play in the playoffs to maintain that level. Are there any other stars in Philadelphia besides Joel Embiid? Tobias Harris, star or not a star?
I think Tobias is. I think he's a little bit underrated for what he's done, and he just produces. He's maybe not as efficient as he once was, but I just like his game and what he does and what he brings. And you put the right pieces around him, and he can really shine.
When the 76ers got him, I thought he was going to be another star for them and maybe even already was. He was right on that fringe, playing well, this nice all-around game. But he's just kind of leveled off, and hasn't quite get there. I don't feel as excited about him. I have him as not a star. Don't think that's a crazy pick on your side, but I have him as not a star. How about Bam Adebayo on the Miami Heat? Star or not a star?
I think he is. I think he's ascended to that level, and he's mattered on that team. And some of their mediocrity right now, if you'll call it that, is because he's been out, and they've needed other ways to try to be able to balance things out. But certainly Jimmy Butler is the one that carries the mail there, and Kyle Lowry was a big addition. But Bam being on the Olympic team and everything else shows that he has that star status.
I also have him as a star. He didn't make the All-Star team last year. I was a little curious. He had made it the year before. Maybe he was playing even better last year. It hasn't been quite as impactful in some of this as health and all of that this year. So it's a little bit trickier than I think it could be, but I have him as a star too. How about Kyle Lowry on the Heat? Someone who, scores some, but fits a little bit more of that Draymond mold we talked about, where the contributions are more subtle than overt, and is getting older, not quite the same volume. Right now, playing for the Heat, Kyle Lowry, star or not a star?
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he has that veteran savvy that they need, and they thought it was important enough to go out and get him to make their contending push. So I'll give him that benefit.
I agree 100%. Only averaging 13.7 points a game, it's easy to overlook him as a star right now, but I think he still has those things, and when push comes to shove, maybe he's saving himself a little bit. When push comes to shove, he'll be there in that star level. What about somebody who got a bigger role with Lowry leaving the Raptors? Fred VanVleet, is he up to star status, star or not a star?
I don't know his numbers off the top of my head, but I'm going to say no. I think that's not a winning team that's going to be in the playoffs and make a big push. Though he's really started to make some moves in that role, I just don't think he's there.
He's averaging over 20 points a game. He was at 19.6 last year. I think he's a very good player. He defends hard. I'm also not a star. I'm not sure if I could quite put my finger on why. Maybe I'm just not valuing him enough because he's smaller. He was undrafted. Maybe it's just not the right way of looking. He does produce. I don't know. It was a tough one, but I have him as not a star. How about Pascal Siakam, his teammate in Toronto? Star or not a star?
Yeah, Spicy P, that's a toughie. I will say no for Spicy P. I think he had his kind of star status, and that burned out a little bit. He came back down to earth from where he was, and he still got some things to prove before he can get back to star status.
I agree. Was a star. Really did a lot of nice things for Raptors as they went to the finals, won the championship, came back next year playing even better. And then once you get into the bubble, and since then, it just hasn't quite been the same. I'm not sure why he hasn't recaptured it. If he's not doing terribly, if he picks things back up and returns to star status, I'd be willing to admit I was wrong. And that this time where I think he dipped below star status, I'll just say he was a star all along if he gets back. Not sure he will. So right now, I am not. Karl Anthony Towns, star or not a star?
I don't like it, but I'll call him a star.
Why don't you like
it? Just because I want him to be so much better than he is. And yep. I think he can be so much better than he is, but it's just, when is it going to come together? When does he take the team by the reins and say, this is my squad and we're going to be a playoff team and we're going to be perennially good. And it doesn't matter who you put with him, whether it's Wiggins or Russell or anybody else. Minnesota just still seems to be the same blah. I don't like it, but he is. But yeesh.
I am a star and a fairly clear star, but I agree with all your criticism. You sound a lot like Jimmy Butler, although not quite as incensed about as Jimmy Butler was having to play with him in Minnesota. His team should be better. He doesn't do as much as he could to drive winning. He could be a lot better. He is disappointing in those ways, but he's still such a special talent. I think he talked about he's the best big man shooter of all time, and that's questionable, although maybe. I do think he's the best shooting center of all time. He is such a special talent. To me, he's a star, and we can still kill him for like not quite doing enough in being the player who drives winning. It can be both. I think he is a star. Have any star teammates? How about D'Angelo Russell, who has made an all-star team, is playing better this year after kind of going into a rut post-all-star with the Warriors and right on with the Timberwolves. D'Angelo Russell, star or not a star?
I'm going to say no. I think his is smoke and mirrors that he puts his stuff together. The way that he carries teams and the way that he scores, I think it's just smoke and mirrors. I don't think that's sustainable for him either.
I agree, but I think he has the talent to get there. I'm not betting on that he will, but I think right now I agree. Anthony Edwards, star or not a star?
I think he is a star, and for doing it on both sides of the ball, that he can get you a bucket when you need a bucket, and he can get some stops when you need stops too.
Simon is not a star yet. Still not quite there, having put everything together in his game. He definitely will be. He's on that track. The flashes are incredible. The way he carries himself is star-like. All these things go into making him a star, but I just don't have him quite there yet. How about the defending champ Bucks? We know Giannis is a star. Chris Middleton, star or not a star?
He's a star for me, and he's just so woefully underrated every year for what he does. The numbers support what he's able to do. And just the eye test on the court with how he contributes, and he plays off of those other guys, that if you missed Giannis, he could be a guy that steps in and just improve his scoring and improve his production all over the place. I think he's absolutely a star.
I agree. I think he was playing like a star level before he became an all-star. So he's like, oh, you're not going to pick me as all-star? He plays even better. He has to get named an all-star. Made a couple. Didn't make it last year, but is often playing like a star. His mid-range game translates well to the playoffs. He defends maybe not quite as well as he did when he was younger, but still defends very well, defends smart. Absolutely a star to me. How about Drew Holiday? Star or not a star?
Not anymore. I'm going to say he was a star, but not anymore. And again, he settled into kind of a role that he just has to fit around those other guys and make them better. So we've said for other guys, just fitting in and playing a particular role and improving the team makes you a star. I just think he's just not quite there anymore.
Yeah, I can see that. I have him as a star. He's a one-time All-Star. He made it in his age 22 season back when he was with the 76ers. I didn't think he was a star then, but became a star with the Pelicans. The way he defends, he can play on and off the ball offensively. Just an excellent player. I think he's still there. He is showing signs of slippage as he gets into his 30s. But I had him clearly in the star range, one of the more underrated players. I think he should have made more All-Star teams, even some All-NBA teams. So for me, I probably have him declining from a higher peak than most. So I still have him in. Joe Johnson, star or not a star?
Joe Johnson, not a star at all. No, I'm not going to go with Joe Johnson at all. We can't play that game.
With Spring Black Friday deals at the Home Depot, you can give your lawn or garden beds a pop of color and protection. Right now, get a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10. Help your soil retain moisture longer with color that lasts up to 12 months. Shop Spring Black Friday deals for a special buy on Scott's Earth Grow Mulch, 5 bags for just $10 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Color selection varies by store. Limit 60 bags per customer while supplies last.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.